according to Rebbe, he to yoma binon shnei pasin, that you only mati v'chotzer if you have two pasin on both sides, both entrances to the chotzer, you have to have two pasin. Like in picture 119, if you have a chotzer and it was broke through on the right side, it's only mutter if you have ends on both sides of the fourth wall, like the two olives. According to Rebbe, you have to have two pasin on each side of the chotzer. It's not enough one pas. And the more Rebbe he, the yom ha-bin and shnei pasin, you have to have two pasin. The Tanya we learned, chotzer the teres of pas echot. One man, the Yom says, a chotzer would be enough with one pas. As in this case, picture 119, even if just one side is a gefufim left over, it would be mutter. And according to that, so in picture 118, if you could say loved just on the left side, so on the left side it looks like there's nirum mibachutz. Outside you see this part of the wall, part of the chotzer katana, so the chotzer katana would be mutter. Now the Torah says, we go according to Rebbe, Rebbe Yomer b'shnei pasin. The Rebbe says, no, it's only mutter the chotzer with two pasin. So you have to be able to say only like in picture 117, loved on both sides. If you have loved on both sides, now you have two pasin on both sides of the chotzer. So the teretz is, we're not talking about where it's three and three. We're talking about the kimt like picture 119, where on the left side it's only two tvachim. There you do say loved. But on the right side it's four tvachim away. You can't say loved. Therefore you don't see nirum mibachutz. Because we see clearly the chotzer katana projects, comes much further into the chotzer gedolim. So where the chotzer katana ends, it's pars b'meluya. There's no pas there at all, so mele it's osur. Yeah, now for the Gemara. Hi, Mai, what kind of teretz is this? Iyamrit bishleim, if you're going to tell me, nirum mi bachutz, v'shove mi bifnim, eino nirbi mishum lechi. Let's say the chlal, this Mishnah dinzach on these mandiyomrim, that hold nirum mi bachutz. If from outside you see a lechi, but inside you don't see a lechi, it's no good. It's not nirbi mishum lechi. Now that's the shaila of this chotzer katana. If you're inside the chotzer katana, you don't see anything on the fourth wall. It's mamretz poros b'meluya. It's open the gamri. So posha the chotzer katana should be osur. What's the tzad to be matter? That if you're standing outside in the chotzer gedolo and you look down on the chotzer katana, the two sides of the wall where the chotzer gedolo is bigger, let's look as if that's a side to the chotzer katana. That's called nirum mibachutz. That outside, looking in, it looks as if there is the gifufim. There is the side wall to the chotzer katana. Someone says, Bishlem, if you don't hold for that svara, that even though outside it looks, still it's no good, because inside is no good. Hey, Bishlem, nirum mibachutz. V'shav mibifnim. If you're going to tell me, eino nidim mishum lechi. That's not called a lechi. You always have to have a lechi, a hefter for the chotzer, for the movi, inside the movi. Here, inside the chotzer katana, you don't see any gifufim. You don't see any fourth wall at all. Avad, it's no good. That's why it's awesome. Right, the Rebbe, savalok Rebbe Yossi. And I'll tell you, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi. Now, Rebbe Yossi's shita, we'll see later, is that he holds even a lechi has to have some width to it. We hold a lechi could be even a mashu. Rebbe Yossi holds, no, a lechi has to be at least gimel tfachim wide. So the Gemara is saying, if Rebbe Yossi holds a lechi has to be gimel tfachim wide, avada when a chotzer that needs a pas means a piece of wood, has to be sticking out on the fourth wall. Like in picture 119, we have two pasim on both sides of the opening, there's something sticking out, it's zichas svarot has to at least be gimel tfachim. That's according to Rebbe Yossi Shita, that you only matter a lechi, or else a pas by a chotzer, if it's gimel tfachim wide. See if you're going to tell me Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi, that it has to be gimel tfachim wide. Ude Rebbe Zeru, the Ravina Lesi. He does know from Ravina's teretz before. What was Ravina's teretz at Rashi? The ukma b'muflogi mizeh b'shnayim, or mizeh b'yabur. Ravina was the one that gave a teretz before, that we're talking about like in picture 118, where on the left side it's only two tfachim away, and on the right side it's four tfachim away. In other words, the chotzer katana does not enter right in the middle of the chotzer gedolo, but it's pushed to the side a little bit. That was Ravina's teretz. But if you're going to tell me now Rebbe does not hold like that teretz, but Rebbe holds like we wanted to say before, like in picture 117, where the chotzer katana comes mamish right in the middle of the chotzer gedolo, that on both sides there are gimel tfachim. That's Pshan Rebbe. Ude Ravina Lesteis, Rebbe does know from Ravina's teretz. No, we're talking about where the chotzer katana comes right smack in the middle of the chotzer gedolo. Obazoi, then everything is very good. Mishum hochi katana b'yeser. That's why before the b'raith was masbid this Mishnah that said that the katana is talking about where it's wide, 10 amis wide, ugdoila biyachas asorim. We made an akimta that the big chatz gedoila is only 11 amis wide. Now what did you have to say is only one amma more? Mishum the Rebbe savalok Rebbe Yossi. Because I'll tell you, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi Shiter is now saying now that a pass has to at least be gimel tfochim. So if you want to say now, nagei to the chatz gedoila, let's look at picture 117. You want to be matzah to metatle in the chatz gedoila. The chura, where is the fourth wall for the chatz gedoila? We're saying the two aleves, the two gifufim on the top side, that's the fourth wall for the chatz gedoila. Now, Rebbe Shiter is, you have to have two passim. That means you have to have one little bit on the right side, one little bit on the left side. And if Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi, that each pass has to be gimel tfachim wide. So then it's very good. This is the least amount that will still be kosher. If the bigger chotzer, the chotzer gedolo, is 11 amos wide, that means it's 6 tvachim wider than the chotzer ktana. And the chotzer ktana comes right smack in the middle. From the size, there are 3 tvachim on the right side and 3 tvachim on the left side. So that's why you have a pass, a koponim, for the chotzer gedolo. Like this is a hezbo why the chotzer gedolo is mutter. And Mamela, why is the chotzer ktana also? Because nirum mibachutz doesn't help for shavu bibifnim. Since if you're standing inside the chotzer ktana, you don't see any side walls. Standing in the chotzer ktana, the fourth wall is open completely. So therefore, the chotzer ktana pshita is also. Even though if you're standing outside, if you're in the chotzer gedolah and looking down into the chotzer ktana, you do see nirum mibachutz. Looking in now, you see the right and left side. You do see walls sticking out like a picture 117, but we're saying Rebbe does not from that svarim. Rebbe yells nirum mibachutz does not help for mibifnim. So Mel, it's very good. Why do we zet sign this? The Mishnah is talking about with the chotzer gedolo is 11 amis. It's exactly 3 and 3 tefachim wider to be matter the chotzer gedolo. That the chotzer gedolo needs 2 passim on the fourth wall. So each pass, like Rebbe Yossi, has to be gimel tefachim wide. Then everything is very good. Eli iyamet. But if you're going to tell me that Rebbe holds Nira mibachutz v'shavim mibefnim is nidim mishum lechi, no. Even though inside the chotzer ktana you don't see any fourth wall at all. The fourth wall is poritz. But so what? You tell me to stand in the chotzer gedolo. You look down. You do see 2 sides of the wall. That those 2 sides, the same way they're matter the chotzer gedolo. They could also be matter the chotzer ktana because it's called nira mibachutz. Outside you do see the gefufim. You do see the extra pass for the chotzer ktana. If you want to say that was the Svarin Rebbe. Of the Zoyit Shver, the Kasha was then, why tak is the Chotzer Ketana Osir? Lechur, the Chotzer Ketana should also be Mutter, because it's Nirum Mibachutz. And you want the answer, Ude Reb Zera, Ude Ravina Isa. You have to say then that Rebbe holds like Ravina's Teretz, like the Teretz was like a picture 118, that the Chotzer Ketana is moved over to the side a little bit. Senach Nami on the left side, you could say Lovud. It's less than 2-3 tvachim away, but on the right side, since it's 4 tvachim away, you don't say lovud on the right side. Therefore, on the right side has no lechi, has no pass for the chotzer ketana. For Rebbe, you have to answer then, loy sovel like Rebbe Yossi. Then Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Yossi. Why can't Rebbe hold like Rebbe Yossi? Because if you can hold like picture 118, where is the left pass for the chotzer gedolah even? According to Rabbi Yossi, the 2 parts and the 2 leftover walls for the fourth wall of the chotzer gedolah has to be gimel tefachim wide. And if you can look at picture 118, the left side is only 2 tefachim away from the wall. So the gefufim, the pass is only 2 tefachim. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's possible, it's no good. So you're going to have to tell me now, Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe that says the chotzer needs 2 passim, like picture 119, you have to have 2 parts of the fourth wall left over, but any little bit, even a mashu is enough. If you're going to tell me like that, oy vazoi, gedoylo, piyachas asar lomali. Why do you have to say the bigger chotzer was exactly 11 amos wide? Why do you have to say it's 11 amos wide? That means it's 6 tefachim bigger than the small movi. If you want to give a heter for the gedolah to say why the chotzer gedolah is mutter, that has to be 2 passim. In other words, on the right and left side, there's something wider about the chotzer gedolah that has the same pass for it. I'll tell you, if you're telling me now, Rebbe holds does not hold like Rebbe Yossi. How wide does a pass have to be? A mashu, a tefach is also kosher for pass. So if the chotzer gedolah is just 10 amis and 2 tefachim wide, it also be mutter the chotzer gedolah. Since it's 2 tefachim wider than the chotzer ketana, So there's one tefach extra on the right side and one tefach extra on the left side, like picture 119. Or like, let's say picture 117. It will be equal. All you have to say is the right side is one tefach wider and the left side is one tefach wider. So the chatz gedolah could be mutter even if it's only 10 amis and 2 tefachim. Why do we have to say the chatz gedolah is 11 amis? It's 6 tefachim wider. Elamai, vila misru liktan, elamai, you want to say reason. You say it's an amma, wider, to be asked to make the ktaner osurim, kosi, lashminon, demaflik tuvam. Oy bezoi, if just to come to answer why the chotze ktaner is osur, another why the chotze ktaner osurim, because you don't say love on both sides. It's like picture 118, that anytime on the left side it's less than three tvachim away, but on the right side it's more than 3 tefachim away, 4 tefachim away. So that's the reason why we say it's 11 amis. Why dafka punkt and measurement 11 amis? Let's say it's bigger. Let's say it's 20 amis. Let's say 15 amis wide. It's much wider. Like the punkt is, you want to ask the chatz ketana, you have to say that the walls of the chatz ketana come in, they're more than gimel tefachim away from the sides. So that's all you have to say. Let's say a bigger chiddush, even though it's separated far away, the maflik tuva. If you want to learn like the Mishnah and like the Brice was mazna this Mishnah, that the Mishnah Chotz Gedolah is exactly 11 amis, it's bediyuk. 3 tefachim on one side and 3 tefachim on the other side, bigger than the Chotz Ketana. There's beriz that nirum mi bachutz v'shavim mi bifnim ein no nidim mishum lechi. The Teretz says, Avad, we're talking about the picture like 117, where the Chotz Ketana comes right smack in the middle of the Chotz Gedolah. And you have a right side and a left side, and they're both less than gimel tefachim. So you would say lovud, even though you say lovud, but nirum mibachutz does not help from mibifnim. Therefore, the chatz ketana is osur, because if you're standing inside the chatz ketana, you don't see any fourth wall at all. Yeah, ein anidim mishum lechi. That's why the chatz ketana is osur. I'll tell you, and shmamina, ein anidim mishum lechi. Shmamina, this should be the raya. And what's the pshat in Rebbe? Like we wanted to say, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi, that in Rebbe holds you have to have two passim, like in picture 119. A chotzer is only mutter if there are two sides to the fourth wall. You need two passim. How wide does each pass have to be? Like Rebbe Yossi shita, gimel tfachim. So since it has to at least be gimel tfachim wide, the smallest amount that the chotzer gedolah could be wide and still be kosher is 11 amis. It has to be 3 tefachim wider on each side of the wall. It has to be 3 tefachim wider on the right side and 3 tefachim wider on the left side, like picture 117. Then it's mutter, the chatz gedolah is mutter. So that's why it's bediyik that the chatz gedolah is talking about bedafka 11 amis. So if you have an extra amma, which is 6 tefachim, 3 tefachim on one side and 3 tefachim on the other side, to give that 2 passim, and each pass has to be gimel tefachim wide, therefore the chatz gedolah is mutter. Aye, the kashra is, why isn't the chatz ketana also mutter? Even though inside you don't see it, but standing outside, near mevachutz, it looks like a lechi, or like a pas. The teretz says, you have to bring a raya, Rebbe holds, near mevachutz does not help him mevifnin. Even the lalachu we hold it is good, we hold near mevachutz does help, but I call upon a Rebbe holds, it doesn't help. Omer Rebbe Yossi, leishmi lihai shmaitetu. Rebbe Yossi holds, I don't like the shmaitetu. Which Shmaitetah, like the next Gemara will soon bring down, it's Rav Huna's memory. Omalei Abaya, Abaya told Rabbi Yossi, Atar Matan Alon, you yourself told over Rav Huna's halacha. So what do you mean you don't hold like Rav Huna? Vayahor Matan Alon, this is what you told us over Rav Huna's halacha. Ti Oma Romi Bar Abba, Oma Rav Huna, you said over the name of Rav Huna, hey, you Rabbi Yossi, Gufa taught us this halacha. So what do you mean you don't hold like him? What was the halacha? Lechi ha-moysheich im doifnei shamovi. A lechi that extends from the movi. Which in the picture is picture 120. That you have 120. This is a movi. The wall of the movi should end where the thickness is. The end part, the lechi, that's just a lechi, and it's put like it's not as wide as the wall of the movi is. It's half the thickness of the wall of the movi itself. Now, this wall, as the picture says, it's Sad Chitzen Shemovi. This is the outer wall of the Movi. Come to say, if you're standing inside the Movi, you can't tell a Lechi was there. Because standing inside the Movi, the extra Lechi that's added to this long wall looks like it's just an extension of the wall. If you're standing outside the Mavi, you could notice that this is a lechi here. Because you see, the real wall of the Mavi is much thicker. It's like 2 inches thicker. And you notice just 1 inch is sticking out, that's a lechi. So, Lakura, this is another case of nir mibachutz. Standing outside the Mavi, you can tell it's a lechi. Standing inside the Mavi, though, if this picture is the outer side wall, inside you can't notice it's a lechi. So, Rav Huna said the lechi was, lechi ha-moshech, a lechi that extends. Im doifnei shamavi, it's extended of the length of the Mavi. Pachus midal damis. Avidus lechi does not stick out. Dal damis is the lechi nidim mishum lechi. It's take has a shem lechi. It's even though inside the Mavi you can't tell, but since outside the Mavi you could tell, you see it's kosher. Nir mi bachutz, the shavim mi bifnim is kosher. Umishtamesh im chudi apnimi. And you're only allowed to be metaltal, mamish, in the inner side of the lechi. In other words, he holds it's also to be mishtamesh to metaltal in between adjacent of the lechi. If this is the lechi standing on its side of the wall, adjacent to the lechi, to the other side of the wall, it's also to be metaltal. You can only be metaltal mipnim, from the inner side of the lechi. Or mishtamesh im chudi hapnimi. Now, dal damis, let's say this lechi extends dal damis, then nidim mishumovi, it loses the shame lechi, since it's dal damis long, that's the shear of the smallest shear of a movi, so then it has a shame like a wall of the movi, and it's not called a lechi anymore, like we had before. V'yosel lishtamish bekulei, then you're not allowed to be mishtamish at all any place here. Yeah. Now, this is Rav Huna's halacha. Yes, so.
That it wasn't good because it was outside the lechi.
That's a kerud. There's a lechi now.
A lechi is allowed to be outside.
Yeah. Right. That's a lechi that has to be on top of the wall. This could be outside, right? Lechi could be outside, right? Yeah. The yosel eshtamish bekulei. Now, v'yato mato lon olo. Now, you, Reb Yosef Gufa, taught us this halacha in the name of Rav Huna, and you yourself ended off by saying, Shema mina klas. From this halacha of Rav Huna, I hear three chidushim in the halacha of a lechi. Esten shema mina bein lechi ayim oser. That you're not allowed to be metaltal adjacent to the lechi. Like in this case, where the lechi sticks outside of the movi, adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metaltal. You're going to be metaltal in the movi up to the beginning of the lechi. But if the lechi like here is a few tefachim long, adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metaltal. Ushma mina mesh moshech movi biyarba. How long do you need a movi to be to give it a din movi? It has to at least be dal damas long. That's why he's saying here, once it's dal damas long, it doesn't have a shame a lechi anymore. It's called a movi. Ushma mina, the third chiddush we learn now from here, that nira mibachutz. Here you could only tell this lechi by standing outside the movi. Vishavim mibifnim. If you're standing inside the movi, you cannot notice this lechi sticking out. Because this lechi looks from the inside, it is mamish just an extension of the wall. It's mamish connected the wall, and it's extending the length, connected the length of the wall. Only outside you could tell that the lechi is not as thick as the real wall is. So you see, nidvi mishum lechi. Still you're still telling me it's kosher. You see, it does have a shem lechi. The hilchasa, and what's takat alocha? Niru mibachutz. If you could only notice the lechi outside the movi, the shavim mivifnim, but inside the movi you can't notice the lechi, still the halacha is like Rav Huna, that nidim mishum lechi. That is called the good lechi, and who had then we had before, in the more before the chutz, by pas, by a chotzer, it always helps. Even though if you only notice it outside, that's enough of a heker. For the people outside, it's enough of a heker. Nidim mishum lechi. Nidim mishum lechi. So the more the chutz to yufta, the ilchasa. We're asking the stira now. We just got finished saying Rebbe has to hold nirim mibachutz does not help. Otherwise, we had a kasha according to Rebbe. Why do you have to put a kimtis here that it's 11 amos wide? So we said Rebbe himself zich holds nirim mibachutz does not help. That's why the chotzer katana is aser. Even though if you're standing in the chotzer gedola, you see the two gifufim, the two pasim on the side. But since standing inside the chotzer katana, you don't see it. We said Rebbe holds his puzzle. So you see, Rebbe holds nirim mibachutz does not help him mibifnim. And now you're telling me, hilchasa that it's kosher, the chutz asira, like tiyufta v'hilchasa. So the Gemara in, mishum detoni Rebbe Chiya kavosei. We had Rebbe Chiya before said klo this halacha. Rebbe Chiya before was the one that said klo, that nirim mibachutz v'shavim mivifnim is nidu mishum lechi. So even though Rebbe holds not like that, Rebbe holds it doesn't help, but halacha we have Reb Chiya, and we're saying mechon Reb Chiya, told that niru mibachutz, even though if you only notice the lechi or the pas from standing outside the movi, or outside the chutzah, still it's machshir, the chutzah inside. Let's just see Rashi just in the last part of the Gemara. The four lines are the big lines. Lechi ha-moshuch im doifno shemovi. So it's Rashi lechutz. Sticking out further outside the movi. Shenira kemarech es doifno ha-movi. If you're standing inside the movi, it just looks like you're extending the wall of the movi. Shemaimid chudoi keneged uvei ha-doifin. Your mamish puts the point of the lechi right up against the wall of the movi. That you don't even see the point of the lechi because it's connected to the thickness of the wall, like in picture 120. That inside the chlau you can't tell it's a lechi inside. But if you're standing outside the movi, then you could tell, since this lechi is not as thick as the real wall is, you could tell it's a lechi. That the lechi is not as wide as the real wall is. So the lechi does not cover up the whole width of the wall. Therefore, outside it's nidu mishum lechi. Is bekuloi. So he says then what? You're allowed to bechol movi shrein kan lechi. In the case where it extends dal damis, then it loses its shem lechi. It's called like a part of the wall of the movi, and it's also to metatl on the whole movi, because there's no lechi. Habakol porim shema mina meshach movi arba. Mida kom nidu mishum movi. You see, that's the shear, how long a movi has to be, at least dal damis. Also, you see, ben lechiyayim osur, midekoma atchudi apnimi. You're only allowed to be metalto from the inner side of the lechi and inwards, but adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metalto. Ushmamina niru machutz, shavim yafnim, is nidim mishum lechi. Midekoma nidim mishum lechi. So, klo, nafta locha. I, tiyufta vilchaso, do isvino mechotzi katar nefeshach l'gdoilum. We asked the kash before when the Mishnah, we said according to Rebbe, you have to hold, Rebbe holds, niru machutz does not help. That there is a tonic Rebbe Kavosay, Koisel Shachidu Echad Konis. Since we had the Gemara before, by Koisel yesterday's pictures, that we hold Claudia, that even though it's only Nirum Mibachutz, it does help for inside the Movi, and that was Rebbe Chiya. So we say Mechon Rebbe Chiya, and we pass him with Rebbe Chiya, that outside helps for inside. Moravite. The Mishnah says now, V'horochov Meyesim Yemayit. If the opening, the width of the Movi is more than 10 amas wide, Halacha is Yemayit, you have to make it smaller. Because once the opening is more than 10 amis, it doesn't have a Shem Pesach, there's no heter of a lechi anymore, there's no heter of a koira. Omer Abaya, Tono, our Mishnah says, V'yaroch of Meyasa Yemayit. Or not the Mishnah, the Brice, we brought down the Brice. And the Brice that says that Yehudi is Mechulik. The Brice that says, V'yaroch of Meyasa Yemayit. If the opening to the movi is wider than 10 amas, you have to make it smaller. You have to put poles up there to make the opening less than yudamis, or exactly yudamis. If you don't, even though it's wider than 10 amas, still it's kosher. You can still use a curve of lechi. His lashon was ein tzorach lemayit. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how wide could the opening be that it's still called a Pesach? Is Sava Rav Achoy came with the Rabbi Yosef Lememer, he wanted to say, Ad Shalosh Asoro Amma, until 13 Amis, Ushlish, and a third. 13 and a third Amis, that's how wide it can still be. But once it's wider than 13 and a third Amma, I tell you, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it loses the Shein Pesach, our co-part in Midi Rabbonin. Even though before we wanted to say Rabbi Yehuda learned that from the Pischa Shel Ulam, which was 20 Amis wide. But I call upon him with the Rabbonon, once it's 13 and a third, it'll be possible. Shlish. And how do we get the shear of 13 and a third? The Kalvachoyma mi Pasi B'Royis. It's the Kalvachoyma that should help from the Locha of Pasi B'Royis. Now Pasi B'Royis, that's the beginning of the next parak, the second parak. We'll see more about it by Riches. But here the kitzur of the picture is like picture 121. The Maisa was, for they were matter, they gave a kula for the oiler regolim. They went oiler regol, so they wanted to feed their behemoths to give them water. Now the case here was the bor is in the middle, and the bor with the water was yutvachim deep, and it was rochiv dalad by dalad. The kid said that was a reshus hayochid. On top of the bor was a reshus rabbin. That's where the whole rabbin, everybody was walking. Now on Shabbos, they wanted to feed the animals, give them water. Zechura, they can't fetch the water up from the bor and put it on top, because that's taking from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. You can't bring the water up out of the bor. So what's the Eitzah to be able to feed your animals water on Shabbos? So the Eitzah was, they gave a new head to Pasi B'Royis. A pas means like each picture on the side, like a small L shape. All you have to have is just one tefach one way and one tefach the other way. Or one amma. What's the shear? I'm not sure. I will soon say, I'm not sure if it's an amma or tefach. Maybe it's an amma. What does Rashi say? It's an amma. That's how much a space in between. I'm not sure. I think it's an amma. The kids, they gave a kulu though, that all you have to have is on the four sides, you have to on each side like an L shape. An amma one way and an amma going the other way. Hold in the other corner, the third corner, the fourth corner. If you have this on all four corners, then they will matter you in the rabbanon to give it a shame Rishus HaYochid inside. So even though there's a kula that ashtens its porrits, the meruba, there's a bigger opening than the oimid, the walls on the side, still they were matter you. Because Midiraisa it's still called Rishus HaYochid. And no adin, the Rabbanim were only makel until the length between one wall and the other wall can't be more than 13 and a third amis. That's the shear we get of 13 and a third amis. So when the Rabbanim wanted to be makel by Pasi B'Royis, they were only makel so far. That if you put each pas away 13 and a third amma, still it's mutter that inside the pasim, inside all these four posts, have a shame Rishus HaYochid, but mainly you're allowed to fetch the water out of the bor, bring it on top, and let the animals drink. That's the loch of Pasi B'Royis. So we're making our kabel chaymas at the Gemara with Pasi B'Royis. Oma Pasi B'Royis, she'etarta bohen, poritz merubo, aloimid, you made another kula. We'll see later on in the Masechta. That usually... Alright, but Rashi says the number. Again, so Pasi B'Royis. So the moral, it's a Kabo Chayma. Oma Pasi B'Royis. She'etata behen poritz merubah lomitz. They gave a tremendous kula. That even though the opening is much more than the oimid, than the mechitza, still it's mutter. Lo yetata behem yoisi misholosh asarah mushlish. How far would they makel that it could be spread apart, only 13 and a third amis? Or bezoi movui. Aloch of a movui, even according to Rav Yehuda. Shlo yetata behem poritz merubah lomitz. Nobody is makel by regular movui, that if the opening is more than the wall would be, that'll be mutter. Hey, Savada, at least you have to have poritz koimid. It has to be shava b'shava. So movui is more chomer, is ein adin shaloi tata boy yoisim misholosh asarama ushlish. That's the kal v'chomer. That Avada, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have a heta by a movui. If the opening to the movui would be more than 13 and a third amas apart, Pshita, that can't give a shame Pesach. Hey, Maduch by Pasi B'Royis, where the Rabbanim wanted to find the biggest kulas possible, they were only makel to give it a shame Pesach, 13 and a third. So Pshita by a Mavi can't be a bigger heter than Pasi B'Royis. That's one svara. Then the Gemara says maybe svara faket. Faket via nosenis. Maybe pum faket the svara is. Pasi B'Royis, I'll tell you why Pasi B'Royis. You know why you only have the span of 13 and a third amma between she'etat ben poritz meruba aloimid. Since the Rabbanon already gave you one kula, they will makel even though the opening is much more than the omud. Melo loitat ben yosi mishol shasaram ushlish. Therefore, by Pasi B'Royis, they weren't makel more to spread apart the two pasim more than 13 and a third. Hey, since they gave one kula, they didn't want to be makel so much. That's why Pasi B'Royis only gave the kula 13 and a third apart, and not until 20 amas. Mashen kein movi, shalai hitata by poritz meruba aloimid, movi doesn't have this kula. If you have a piritz along the wall of the movi, that would be more than the rest of the wall on that side, avada be possible by movi. But since by movi doesn't have that heter, maybe tata by yesim yud gimel amas ushlish. Maybe of a say by Mavi they gave this other heter. By there they were more makel, even though maybe until 20 amis it'll be kosher, even though it's more than 13 and a third. Inami, lead the gisa, or else the svar is paket on the other side again. Pasi birois, the akilo bochot kula, akilo be kulach rina. I tell you, pasi birois, since they gave one kula, that oimid meruba, that poritz is kosher, even though it's a bigger poritz, there's a bigger hole than the oimid and the mechitza, I tell you, kulach rina. They gave another kula, 13 and a half is also kosher. Mashen came over, the other side is klalo klaloi. You can't bring any kavachaymus from Pasi Brois altogether. Maybe only by Pasi Brois they gave such coolers. But by a Movi, maybe there's no cooler at all. So maybe by Movi it's only 10 amis. More than 10 amis will be possible. So the kids, you can't bring any rye from Pasi Brois. And that's the way the Gemara comes out. We're not mukhrich, what's the chart according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds more than 10 amis. It's kosher. We do not know how much wider. If you want to learn out from Pasi Brois, the Gemara slugs up, there are a lot of svaras to say Pasi Brois should be less. Yeah. You can't bechalo now from Pasi Brois. Dilu hosam hu di akalta bo kula de macheris le beporos mubal oimid. Is mela kilo nami kula chrito. I tell you there, they gave one kula even though it's wider, the opening, so they're mako to 13 and a third. To lehevi choshiv pesach ad shalash asor amushlish. Mashenkin a movi, a tei maybe klal or klal loy, tvei me yes a loy, a movi the klal has no heter at all. So the kids, you can't learn out from a movi, you can't learn out a movi from Pasi Brois, so the kids, we don't have a pshit this tower shayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not know how wide he's matin. So the Moravite. Tony Levy, movi shurochav esramamba. You have a movi that's wide, the opening is 20 yamas wide, and that's a vadris puzzle. How you matter it now, according to the Rabbonin, that you have to make it only 10 amis wide, is the Eitzah Noyetz Kona B'Emtziusei. Stam, put a Kona right in the middle of the entrance, like in picture 122 or 123. Just put a Kona straight up in the middle of the entrance. The diet, that alone is enough. So Drashi, Narashi. Yeah, that's enough. I see, put a Kona in between, so that like divides the two sides to two separate psochim. So each pesach is 10 amos, so each one will have its own lechi b'koshim. Hu toni lo zatimor vu omar lo di ein halacha kyoi se mishnish. No, if that's the pshat avad yirun, this corner can't help you. Avad will be possible. And Rashi says why, the bottom Rashi, ein halacha kyoi se mishnish, di yosti avira da hai gisum avat lele corner. Since the corner is in the middle, it has no width to it, kamat, Avada, the space on the right side and the space on the left side is mavato, that corner. So that corner can't divide the movi in half to give it a shem like two movies. So that's vada no eitzah. Ika the army, some say, Oma Shmuel Mishmei de Levi, Ein Halacha Kiyoyse Mishnah. We don't hold like this Mishnah. You can't be matted 20 amas wide just by putting a beam straight up in the middle. Ella, what's the eitzah? Hoch, Ella Hechi of it, what should I do? Oma Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. Oi, said the